Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. As you know, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because we got Pierce and Jane Howard here. They're our personality experts. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is now in at least the third edition. I've got that copy, and it may be a fourth edition, still being distributed after all these years. It's still an outstanding document that people are flocking to. But we're going to talk a little bit about personality today. Pierce, Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Pleasure to be with you.
Hi, guys. It's good to have you back, as always. In fact, I was talking about you guys yesterday.
That's why my ears were burning.
Probably so. No, I had Chuck Martin on the show, and remind me to tell you about some work he's doing on some cognitive research he's doing. He's not doing cognitive studies like you guys do, but he's doing some research on cognitive activity. And I want you guys to know each other. So remind me to put you guys together. Jane, as we come closer and closer to, actually not closer, we're not coming closer. We're in the holiday season, aren't we? We're smack in the middle of it. And as we stand here in the whirlwind, so to speak, what does personality have to do with what's going on right now?
Well, there are a couple of things we like to think about and encourage others to think about as well, Jim. One is the kinds of holiday events or parties that we plan for our small businesses.
Yeah.
Making sure that we're addressing the personality needs of all the people in our businesses when we plan these events, and then also thinking about gifts.
Okay, so now if I'm going to have a party, well, see, if you're a Scrooge like me, you don't have a party. You don't have to worry about this.
Nah. Even Scrooge has a party when he gets close to the time to have one.
So you're having a party, but I don't understand. If I'm giving the party, why do I have to worry about other people's personalities?
Well, it has to do with one of their key traits that we call extroversion, Jim.
Yeah.
And typically, the people who volunteer to plan the party, when you got a small business, you don't have a planning party department.
Right. You don't hire people. You assign somebody or volunteer.
You assign somebody, and usually you try to find somebody who really likes parties.
Yeah.
So what that person turns around and does is they plan the kind of party or event that they most enjoy.
And shouldn't you assign the holiday parties to the ladies? I mean,
I'm
not being chauvinistic, but let's be honest here. Women get into this a lot more than guys do, don't they?
Not necessarily.
Okay, you're not buying this, huh?
I know plenty of party-going men.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Party-going and party-planning are two different things.
True. But I know men who are very capable of this.
Okay.
But the thing we want to think about is, when we look at this extroversion scale, we're talking about what kind of sensory bombardment people have.
Yeah.
And if we're thinking about the people that are in our organization, in our company, not everybody is likely the same kind of person in terms of their tolerance for sensory bombardment, sensory stimulation. And that's what you really need to factor in when you're planning this event.
Let me give you a good example of how you can sort of kill two birds with one stone. Last year we took our team of seven people in our small business to a really nice new Italian restaurant that we had done a little research on in advance. And we knew the food was fantastic, but we also knew that the main dining area was too loud for conversation. And more introverted people, they tend to clam up. I'm kind of in the middle.
They don't like the noise, do they?
No, and the noise, rather than exciting them as it does a more extroverted person, it tends to shut them down. I mean, it does me. When I'm in a noisy area, I just kind of want to shut down.
Would you be surprised to know that I'm exactly the same way?
No, I'm not. I mean, it's one of those individual difference variables in both men and women. They're women that way, they're men that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did, Jim, is rather than, in other words, we took everybody out to lunch, which is an extroverted thing to do, but we asked to be placed in a back room,
mm-hmm.
in the far corner of the back room behind a partition where it was quieter.
Right.
And it worked lovely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about how personality plays a part in almost everything we do, and we need to pay a little more attention to it, especially as we manage our people and as we work with them. 20 Tail, right back with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. Stay with us.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, give us your website, please. Tell us where we can find your books and all the things that you guys do.
Jim, we're located at www.syntax.com, and Syntax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
All right. So check that out, folks, and they can find the books there, right?
They can find them there, or they can find them on Amazon or any of your local booksellers.
And the things that you offer to allow us to, the tools and the products that you make available to your clients to help people do a better job of working with the issue of personality as they hire and manage people, all those things are there too, right?
They are. And the process that you have to go through to be able to use them, yes.
Okay, so folks, check that out, and you get a chance to use it to your advantage. Okay, we're at this restaurant with Pierce and Jane and their employees. That's what we've been talking about. This making sure that you think about the personalities when you plan, for example, your holiday party. But Jane, Pierce said that you picked out this restaurant in a quiet place in the restaurant where it wouldn't bother the introverts. But what about the extroverts? What if they wanted more noise? What do you do about those guys?
Well, you have stimulating conversation around the table.
Oh.
Which is exactly what we do.
Okay, so you don't just turn a little music on or
you've got music from the restaurant typically.
I got you. All right. So what else do you got to do during the holidays? Let's say.
Well,
for the different personalities.
Footnote, Jim, excuse me. Let me give a footnote to what Jane said. Basically, what you're doing is you're trying to compromise by taking the whole group to the restaurant in the first place. You are working against the natural style of the introverts. The introverts wants it. They want it quiet. They want it fewer people, and not so much activity typically. Whereas the extrovert tends to really like to be out and about and around all the noise and the action. So by going to the restaurant, but going to the sort of the back area, you've kind of got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all of one or of the other. So you're trying to hit it towards the medium.
So the extroverts
might like it a little more lively, and the introverts might like it a little less lively, but neither one's going to get all stressed out by being exposed to the exact opposite of what their preference is.
So if we rented a private place where there was no noise of any kind, that would be good for the introverts, but not for the extroverts. So you've done is, as you say, you've got the best of both worlds. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. What if I'm invited to a party, and it's not my party, but I'm going there, and there are people there that are influencers for me. They're friends and maybe customers. Maybe I'm invited to a customer's party. What do I pay attention to with regard to personalities there?
That's a good question. When you go, if you know that you're very extroverted, then that should be no problem. If you know that you're ambiverted, meaning that you can handle some of the sensory bombardment but not some of the other, you may want to make sure you've had a quiet day before you go to the party And especially if you're an introvert, you want to be sure you've had lots of downtime by yourself so that when you go, it's not as stressful and you can crank yourself up for a couple of hours and then be able to go home when it's quiet.
So you need to know these things about yourself, don't you, Pierce? I mean, it's important for you to know this about yourself. Am I an introvert, an extrovert, or an ambivert? I bet a lot of people have never heard the term ambivert unless they've listened to you guys on my show before.
Jim, we have a party coming up next week. It's a small professional association. We typically have anywhere from 15 to 25 people at our meeting. At our holiday party, we have rented out a place called Whitehead Manor, and it's an older home that's been fixed up by a little group of consultants to use as both an office and a training area. But we have our social there, and we have the wine and beer room, we have the food room, and then there are four or five other spaces that people can use. And if you want to be where the action is, you can stay there. But if you want to go get a quiet place to talk with an associate or a customer or a vendor, you can go back and find that quiet area. You can encourage the person to move back there with you. You take your glass of wine and go have a nice quiet conversation away from the crowd.
And that's, you see this in how, and when you go to someone's house for a party like that too, don't you?
Exactly.
You see some,
the whole,
you see
space,
some people,
whole
all,
where everybody is.
Some people are all gaggled together, and then over in the corner you'll see two people talking, just talking to each other.
Exactly, and they have probably self-selected that space because it's more comfortable.
Yeah, and they like that space. So the host, in a case like that, shouldn't go over to those people and say, hey, y'all come over and join the group.
Exactly. Bingo.
Leave them alone.
They are a part of the group. It's just that they're experiencing it in their own way.
They've got a plan. You're just not part of it.
Exactly.
They're just not that into the big group, right?
They're not into all the noise.
So if you're having a party at home, if you're having folks over to your own home, and you would do this, holiday parties or not, make sure that there are several little settings where people can go to, little nooks and crannies where people can go to if they want to.
That's right. Set up some chairs.
Open the door. Make sure the doors are unlocked so they can go outside if they want to.
Sure.
Yep. I always leave my computer on because there's always somebody that wants to check something out on the web.
Yeah, exactly. All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. The website is Syntax, C-E-N-T-A-C-S, right, Jane?
That's it.
Syntax.com, and that's Jane and Pierce Howard's website. And I will be right back with these two fine folks right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
You better make it soon before you break my heart.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here on the show, listening, all the different listening options that you have. You can, don't forget, we have the podcasting capability for every one of our interviews. So check those out. And you can do that all the way back to every archive we've ever kept, all the way back to 99 when we started collecting them up. And, of course, we got thousands of articles. The Brain Trust is there, 600-plus. Our newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that by email. We'll send it to you by email every week, on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is there. We update that every weekday. And, of course, don't forget to check out our other website, which is our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. And that's where you can get small business answers now. We're visiting with Pierce and Jane Howard. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. I encourage you to check this book out. This might be, folks, it's not a big, thick book. I mean, it's not going to take you forever to read this thing, but mostly it's broken down into such outstanding sections that this book will really change the way you think about people that you hire and that you manage. And Pierce and Jane, I really like the way you guys did this book, and I like recommending it to people. I think it's an important book.
Thank you, Jim.
And, of course, Pierce's book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, outstanding as well. It's obviously doing well because it's in, is it third edition now, Pierce?
Yes, third. The fourth one's in the oven.
How many printings? How many hundreds of printings has it been in?
Gosh, I don't know.
Who knows? Lots of them.
Printings, yeah.
Yeah, something under a billion copies sold around the globe. Though. Okay, we're talking about, what about gift giving, Jane? What about, now, I'm not going to ask Pierce about gift giving because I know he doesn't shop. So, Jane, what about gift giving during the holidays to employees, to customers, things like that?
Well, the key, Jim, is to think through how are these people different from you or how are they similar when you're trying to decide what you want to give them. And what would suit you just perfectly may not necessarily be the ideal gift for an employee or for a customer.
Have gift cards taken the fun out of gift giving, Jane?
In some respects.
You don't like them, do you?
It's quick and easy.
You don't like gift cards, do you?
I don't, but they do have a purpose.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Jane.
Well, the issue is that with a gift card, you don't have to put any thought into it.
I knew you wouldn't like that.
And
see, gift cards are magical for a guy.
Yeah, but
they're perfect for guys.
Well, but let me be a devil's advocate here.
Okay.
You can put, so many people are offering gift cards that you can in fact put thought into what kind of gift card.
Thank you.
Now, if you give me a gift card to go to a clothing store, I'll say, you know, bah humbug. I have no interest in going to a clothing store unless somebody makes me. But that's punishment. But if you give me a card for a bookstore, particularly an online bookstore,
yeah,
then I don't have to do a thing but go online and enter the gift card number at Amazon or Powell Books or wherever, and they credit the card, and I've got some new books coming.
And you feel like Santa Claus has come, don't you?
So, you know, if somebody knows me and they know I like books, but they don't know what books to give me, that's a perfect card.
So, regardless of whether what
you go to a restaurant, if they know you like fine dining, I mean, if you know the person, there are excellent gift cards. The bad.
So, regardless of what you're giving them, Jane, as Pierce is helping us to understand, regardless of whether what you're giving them, whether it be a gift card or not, you need to think about the person you're giving it to, don't you?
Absolutely.
And we do. We typically do this with our families, but we might not be so. Diligent about it with our employees, with the business associates.
Very true.
But you know, there's another aspect to giving, and I don't know that this is necessarily related to the Big Five and the personality, but it's always made a big impression on me, and it's one of the hardest suggestions to follow. And that's by the great American Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he wrote an essay on giving. And one of the points that he tried to make was that when you give a gift, give a part of yourself.
Hmm.
Give the person something that you have put some thought or effort into. Somehow it represents a part of you. You know, for example, one of the gifts that I've given to grandchildren is the model railroad that I spent a year and a half building.
Right, right.
That's a gift of me. That's got blood, sweat,
right,
and tears in it.
Absolutely. Jane, Pierce, well said today. Well done. It's always a pleasure. Happy holidays to you guys. Hope you guys have a great one. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making our time a lot happier here.
Pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Jane and Pierce Howard, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back. I will be too, but not till the next hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.